SRN News, I'm John Scott. A storm that swept up the East Coast has caused some misery for New England ski resort operators. But drier, cooler weather in the forecast for the next few days. Powerful winds are causing power outages in Maine. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says parts of Michigan are dealing with lake effect snow.
Portions of the UP of Michigan have already seen upwards of a foot of snow, and we're looking at additional amounts. Yeah, some of those areas will see another 6 to 12 inches locally higher. And also that's the case kind of there in the northern lower peninsula of Michigan.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul declared a state of emergency in several counties in anticipation of heavy snowfall expected off of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario on to Thursday. Also at SRNNews.com, President-elect Trump rang the opening bell at the New York Stock Exchange. He was being recognized for being Time's Person of the Year for 2024. Before the bell ringing, Mr. Trump said fixing the economy will be challenging in the midst of what's happening around the world.
The economy, I believe, is going to be very strong. We do have to solve some problems. We have wars going on that we didn't have. We have a lot of things happening that we didn't have that would have never happened. They would have never happened, but now they have happened.
Applications for unemployment benefits jumped to their highest level in 2 months last week, but remained low relative to historical standards. Jobless claim applications climbed by 17,000 to 242,000, according to the Labor Department. Wholesale costs in the U.S. picked up sharply last month, signaling that price pressures still evident in the economy. The Producer Price Index, which tracks inflation before it reaches consumers, rose 0.4% last month from October, up from 0.3% the month before. The Dow dropping 217 points, the NASDAQ off 93. This is SRN News. A California woman files suit over sex change procedures.
The 20-year-old female UCLA student accuses Dr. Johanna Olson Kennedy of pressuring her into taking testosterone so she could live as a male at the age of 12. The plaintiff, who no longer wants to change her gender, says the treatments have left her unable to bear children. Dr. Olson Kennedy is considered a leader in the field of so-called transgender care, promoting puberty-blocking drugs and sex change operations on children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge considering the constitutionality of a Minnesota law that bans religious tests for colleges that participate in a state program allowing high school students to take college courses for credit. The measure targets two conservative Christian colleges that require students to sign statements of faith, Crown College and the University of Northwestern. A group of parents and students is suing to overturn the law. This is SRN News. A law criminalizing the recreational use of cannabis comes into effect in Japan because of concerns of increasing drug use among young people.
The new rules legalize the use of medical products based on cannabis, but for the first time criminalizes its recreational use. The possession, cultivation, and sale of marijuana were already illegal, but now using the drug can land you in prison for 7 years. Some hope the law will help tackle growing drug use, but it does put Japan out of step with a number of other countries that have over recent years legalized the recreational use of cannabis, including Canada, Germany, and Thailand.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow. A humanitarian rescue group says its sailboat plucked from the central Mediterranean an 11-year-old girl believed to be the only survivor of a shipwreck in stormy seas. Some 45 people had accompanied her in a metal boat that departed from Tunisia. More of these stories at SRNNews.com.